Yeah, so at this month's plenary meeting of Donegal County Council, Ryan, I brought forward a motion asking the council to write to Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill and to senior management within the HSE CHO1 region, which is the area that Donegal is in locally, calling for them to immediately tender for and begin construction work on Buncanna Community Hospital following the repeated delays that have beset the project up until lately. So I've asked for the council to write to the senior management and to the health minister, insisting that the work starts immediately and that there are no further delays accepted.
And the delays are well reported on. How are they affecting the community now that we're nearly a year on from the first initial announcement of building work starting?
Well, Ryan, there's a mixture of emotions. I mean, there's anger, there's frustration, there's fear. There's not a day goes by now that somebody isn't asking me, is the nursing unit closing and what are we going to do, and you know, where are loved ones going to get respite and get care and whatever. And I want to assure everybody that it isn't closing, because no matter what the HSE say or what delays are caused, I'm not going to allow it to close. I'm going to keep at them and insist that the work begins as soon as possible. And people are rightly now angry, because while frustration has grown of late, this project has been beset with delays since 2019, when planning permission was first granted. And really, from that point, absolutely nothing has happened since then.
And you hope drawing Jennifer Carroll McNeill's attention to this will kick it on forward?
I do, I certainly do. I have tried in vain, I should say, to contact senior management of Louth, and it's just nearly impossible to get a response from them. We had the protest in Buncanna on the 14th of March. The following Monday morning, I sent an email and I marked it as urgent, asking that I would get a response, preferably that day or certainly the day after, looking for an urgent meeting. And I am still waiting more than 10 days later, 15 days later, for a response to that and for a meeting. And look, all I want at the meeting is just to be able to get clarity for the people of Buncanna and any show them, to be able to come out of it and say to them, listen, this is exactly where the project is at and this is the bit that the work should start. And I really do think that is the very least the HMC could give to the people of Buncanna and any show them at this point.
And why do you think that there's such a lack of engagement from the HSE on this matter? They can see that the support for the redevelopment is there. What's your take on that?
I really don't understand, Ryan, and I really don't. And I do think that that is only causing people to be even more frustrated, and it's causing the rumours that is swirling in relation to is it closing or not. That information vacuum isn't helping the situation, and I just have no answers. I can tell you it's not for the want of pressure at my end, because I have sent numerous emails and pieces of correspondence to them, so they know that it's an issue. As to why they won't respond, I really, really don't know, and that's why I asked my colleagues in Lifford today to back me that the whole county would now get behind Buncanna to ensure that the work starts really imminently, as soon as possible, in the very near future, so that the facility can once again care for our elderly and most vulnerable.